Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Hello and welcome to the Blogging Your Passion Show. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan. And guess what? We're on a mission to help 1,000 bloggers go full-time in the next 5 years. And I want you to be one of those 1,000. So be sure to tune in to each and every episode, subscribe, or jump over and see all of the resources and tools that we have available for you at bloggingyourpassion.com. All right, for today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about how to start a membership site in 8 simple steps. Sound good? Let's dive in. So one of the best investments that I've made in my online business was to learn how to start a membership site. And I'm amazed at how many people are against the idea of having one. They're often afraid it's going to run their life. They won't have time for anything else. Or they just can't live up to everyone's expectations. But I have found that the opposite is true. I certainly don't think that everyone can or should have a membership site, but I think everyone should definitely explore the possibility of having one. Let me just share with you a few of the benefits that I've had now that I've run a membership site for well over 5 years. Number one, consistent, steady income month to month. Number two, less dependent on big product launches. Number three, I can keep a pulse on the goals, the passions, and the struggles of my audience. And number four, it allows me the opportunity to test new ideas, topics, and courses to find out what really resonates with my audience. But I know what you're thinking, Jonathan, this all sounds wonderful, but where do I start? Well, I've actually put together a one-page membership site blueprint PDF that you can get access to. And this is the same PDF that I've walked hundreds of others through the process of designing their membership site and launching it. So you can have your complete membership site completely filled out on one piece of paper. So this is free. You can go and grab it right now at bloggingyourpassion.com/blueprint. Again, it's bloggingyourpassion.com/blueprint. All right. So if you download this, in fact, you might want to pause the podcast, go get that, print it off, or even have it open on your computer, because I'm actually going to walk through the steps of how to fill out each box in the blueprint. So there is essentially 8 simple steps, and I've formed it in the form of questions. If you can answer these 8 questions, you can not only launch a killer membership site, but you can get a bunch of members in that'll be happy and you can retain them for a long time. It's just 8 simple questions. And I think that's important for you to understand because for many people, a membership site is simply overwhelming. There's so many moving parts and plugins and tools and ways to do it. And how do I actually launch a membership site without it running my life? Well, it comes down to answering these 8 questions. Are you ready? Let's jump in. Step 1, what problem are you solving? So many bloggers love the idea of having a membership site, but they never take some time to think about what problem their membership site actually solves. They usually begin by investigating how much they should charge, or which membership site plugin should I use, or how am I going to get monthly paying members? But before you go into all of those things, you want to first uncover what problem your membership site will solve. You see, before I launched out and building my own membership site, I was able to get some valuable feedback from my audience. I remember I jumped on a Google Hangout with some of my customers and I asked them a few important questions. I asked them, hey guys, what's missing from my existing courses? What's the single biggest problem you're currently facing right now? And what would you love to learn and implement in the next 12 months? By asking those questions, I discovered some specific problems that a membership site could solve. For example, let me give you some examples. Many bloggers feel isolated and alone. So with a membership site model, I could bring other bloggers together in an exclusive community. And so I want you to take a few moments and either write down the problems you know your audience is facing, or ask yourself, how could I get some direct feedback from them? All right, here's step two. Who are you solving it for? Who are you solving it for? Now, I know you want to say, Jonathan, my membership site idea is perfect for everyone. And we want our membership site to appeal to everyone, oftentimes because we think it's going to make us the most money. But I have found the opposite is true. If you try to appeal to everyone, you will interest no one. You need a membership site idea that instantly connects with a specific targeted group of people. They need to think that you created this just for them. And they need to believe that your product is going to solve their specific problem. Let me give you an example. Let's say you wanted to create a portable lifestyle business. What you want more than anything is to be able to work from anywhere. Well, your problem comes in figuring out how to build an audience and scale your business without having a brick and mortar business. You scour the internet and you find two possible solutions. Okay, so let's say solution number one is start your own business membership site. We help you discover your business idea, whether it's purchasing a franchise, opening a restaurant, launching a landscape business, start a coaching business, and more. We also help you explore finance options and structure your business. Now, if you're going after a lifestyle business, how well does that attract you? Well, let's try solution number two, the Profit From Anywhere membership site. We'll help you explore profitable lifestyle business opportunities that require no inventory, no employees, and no permanent location. Learn from others in our insider community who run and manage lifestyle businesses from anywhere. Now, let me ask you a question. Which one of those two are you going to jump on? I think you get the point. You need to be able to solve a specific problem for a specific group of people. They need to be able to raise their hand and say, "That's me." Or, "You created this for me." All right, step three, how do you solve the problem? You might already know the answer to this question, but I think it's still important for you to ask it. By asking this question, it's going to force you to stay narrow in your content delivery. You can write down specific answers to this question that's also going to help you kind of later on in the process determine the types of content that you're going to deliver inside of your membership site. For example, things like, am I going to do text, or am I going to have audio, or am I going to have video? It all really goes down to how you're going to answer this question. You can also ask your audience to get insights on this as well. For example, when I first opened the doors to my membership site, I immediately polled the first few charter members and I asked them to rank some of the content ideas that I was going to be delivering over the next couple months. And what this did was it helped me to see what the hot buttons were and which problems my audience was most interested in solving first. Okay, so make sure you ask the question, how do you solve the problem? Step four, what makes it unique? Now, this is always difficult for us to answer. When we ask the question, well, what makes your membership site unique? To answer that question, you're going to need to do some research on what other similar offerings are out there. Now, before I launched, I did what was called some Blue Ocean Strategy research. The idea kind of comes from a book that's called The Blue Ocean Strategy. And let me try to sum it up for you. So many companies operate in a red ocean strategy environment. In other words, they operate in kind of a shark against shark mentality. They're going after the same customer base with the same tools and softwares. It's like Coke against Pepsi. It is Sprint against AT&T. They try to compete on price since their services are basically the same. They're all just swimming in the same ocean. But a blue ocean strategy is when you step in and meet a need that's not currently being met out in the marketplace. I think a great example of this is Cirque du Soleil. You know, they're not at competition with your typical circus. They offer something unique and different than your traditional circus. Do you see the difference? So I want to encourage you to kind of maybe use a whiteboard and create some categories and do some research and kind of look at what are other things that are out there that my potential audience might be interested in, and where are they missing the boat? Okay, step five, what type of content will you deliver and how often? So now we're getting into the actual steps. We're getting out of strategy and we're getting into the practical steps of what you're going to do to make your membership site run. And you have to be able to answer these two important questions. Number one, what type of content will you deliver? Number two, how often will you deliver it? So let's look at what type of content you're going to deliver. Some of the more common types are things like text, audio, and video. Now, text could be in the form of member-only blog posts, PDFs, checklists. Audio could be in the form of a coaching call, a downloadable audio lesson, or even expert interviews. A video could be training videos, live member-only webinars, or even coaching sessions. I think the answer to which contest is best really goes back to what we talked about earlier, at what's the problem you're trying to solve. So based on the solution to that problem is going to lead you to what type of content is best. And you're also going to need to decide how often. What is that content delivery schedule? Now, let me give you an important piece of advice that is really going to help you. This will take the pressure off of you when you get this. Don't make the mistake of putting too much content out too fast. You see, you're going to end up burning out, or even worse, frustrate your new monthly members. You see, when monthly members feel like they can't keep up with the amount of new content being delivered, the thing they're going to do is they're going to cancel. They cancel because they think they don't have enough time to keep up. Remember this, if you confuse, you'll lose. If you confuse, you'll lose. It's better to go at a slower pace. I recommend somewhere between 2 and 4 pieces of content. 4 pieces is pushing it. For several years, I only delivered 2 new pieces of content each month. And just in the last year, I've moved it up to 3. So it's very important that you keep it simple. All right, step number 6. Which tools will you use to run your membership site? Now, we will answer this question that most people want to ask in the very beginning. So what are you going to use? There's so many different tools and solutions, and it's constantly changing. But at the time of this recording, let me talk you through 3 that I've personally used for running my membership site. So first, I started with the Wishlist member plugin. Now, if you want to add a plugin to your WordPress and run your membership site on your own site, then the Wishlist member plugin is one of the most widely used ones out there. So basically, it's a one-time purchase, and it's going to allow you to be able to password protect any of your pages on your WordPress site, and it's going to help you to issue usernames and passwords. They also integrate with some payment processors so that you can collect those monthly payments as well. Number two, after a couple years, I moved to OptimizePress. Now, I love OptimizePress for many different reasons. They can help you provide a great looking membership site because they've got template pages that you can easily design yourself without having to know code. You can run your membership site on your own site. So it is also a plugin for WordPress. And they also integrate with Stripe and PayPal and other payment processors. But recently, I would say over the last year and a half, I have completely moved to Kajabi. So Kajabi, or sometimes it's known as New Kajabi because they had a classic one that is now being retired. So now you can find it at kajabi.com. But what I love about Kajabi is that it brings everything under one roof. It provides a single login for all of my courses, even my membership site. It's integrated fully with Stripe, with Wistia Video, so I don't have to have a separate hosting account. And it's just an awesome, great tool. I've been using it now for over a year and a half. Absolutely love it. If you have, if you're serious about really wanting to run a membership site, just jump in all in with the Kajabi platform. You will not be disappointed. So those are the tools that I recommend, each of them at different costs. The first two are a one-time cost. The second one is a what I would call a monthly fee or an annual fee, depending on how you set it up. All right, step number seven. How will you promote your membership site? How will you promote your membership site? So now here's the question. How do you get the monthly members? So maybe you've walked through all of the steps. You're like, Jonathan, you know, now I got to know the process. What's the process? Well, I want to quickly walk you through, and this is very fast, but kind of a three-step process that I used that I've also taught many other people that have used it successfully to launch a membership site. All right, so here are the basic three steps. Number one, open the doors to just 50 charter beta members. So by keeping it very, very narrow in the beginning, you know, whether you want to do 50 or 10 or 25, you want to keep it very narrow because this allows you to test your membership site model with a small, limited group of people. You see, people love to be a part of something small and intimate. And by doing this, it's going to help you create that intimacy, but it's also going to build in some scarcity because people are going to want to jump on this and be a part of something new and exciting. Then step two, 30 days later, you open the door for 50 more members. Now, if done correctly, you're going to have created a lot of buzz and you may even have a waiting list from the first time you did it. So you can share the successes of your first group and encourage 50 more members to get in. And then step three, at the 90-day mark, do a one-week public launch. So once you get 3 months into launching it, you should have plenty of content created, a vibrant community that's established, and you even got your content rhythm down. So at this point, you can go big and let people know they have 1 week to get in. That is honestly the way that I did it, and I've taught other people that exact same process, and it works. All right, finally, step number eight. How will you retain your members month to month? So once you get those monthly paying members in, how are you going to keep them around? Well, let me just share with you three ideas, okay? There's more out there, and there's more that I've used, but let me give you three potential retention ideas to help you. Number one, tease the upcoming month's content. So you want to let your members know what's coming next. You could do this by having a sidebar graphic in your members area. You can mention on your homepage, or you can just send an email to your members and let them know, hey, next month, this is what we're going to be covering. I'm going to teach you this. Number two, mention it in your content the month before. So if you're doing a live webinar, class, a coaching call. Let people know, hey, this is what's coming up next month. Make sure you stick around for it. I think you're going to love it. And then the third idea is to actually offer monthly challenges. So what kind of challenge can you promote to get members excited? I'll give you an example. In the past, we did a writing challenge, and I actually gave a $100 Amazon gift card to the member who published the most blog posts in a single month. So get creative with this. Do these monthly challenges. People love them. All right. I know I gave you a lot in this podcast episode, but feel free to go back and listen again. In fact, I recommend that you do this. Go to bloggingyourpassion.com/blueprint. Print off that one page that has all eight boxes, all eight sections that we talked about today, and then re-listen to this podcast. Pause it after each question that I go through and fill out your boxes. And then by the time you're done, you'll have a complete strategy listed out to launch your membership site on one page. All right, that's it for this edition of the Blogging Your Passion show. I hope you've enjoyed it. Hope you are excited about launching a membership site, or maybe you're just now starting to think about one and now you've got a better idea of what is involved. But if you enjoy this podcast, will you give me some feedback? Just jump over to iTunes, give us a rating, or maybe even leave a review so we know that this is connecting and you want to hear more of these episodes. Because like I said earlier, we're on a mission to help 1,000 bloggers go full-time in the next 5 years. And I want you to be one of those 1,000.